your wallet. The average carpooler can save as much as $600 each month. Carpooling reduces the amount of cars on the road. Literally, the less cars, the less risk of an accident. Who doesn't love safety? This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Yo, 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 how's everybody doing? This is DJ Duncan. You're listening to On the Bounce. How's everybody doing today? This is a great show we have coming up. Pretty excited. Last week we talked about, you know, how the NBA season was coming apart, and October 25th is coming up as we speak. It's going to be a great one. It is going to be a great one. We're going to go quick to a commercial break starting up soon. We have a great show. We will be right back.
I love doing radio, and I love when people cooperate when you do radio. It's all just so fun.
Right?
It's
like,
so good.
Quentin?
Did you ever have any guests that didn't cooperate?
No, never, because you weren't on my show ever, so.
I'm clearly cooperating.
Quentin, we can't hear you. We need you to talk into the mic.
I'm not gonna talk into the
Thanks, Quentin. Very
appreciate
cooperative.
That.
Oh, yeah, but today we're going to be talking about a very, very great subject. Hallie, you want to tell them what we're talking about?
I don't remember exactly, but I think it's about love.
Love, yes.
Wow,
yes, today we're talking about love.
He's excited about it.
Sandy, what does love mean to you?
Okay, so just so you guys know beforehand, I had to convince Q so hard to come on this radio show today. And I was like, you're just going to tell us what love means to you, this and that. And now he hits me with that question. But since you're on my radio show, I interview you. You don't interview me, Quentin.
That wasn't in the contract.
Okay, first and foremost, before we start, I want him to introduce himself to you guys. I'm start with Hallie. Tell them what you do, who you are, how you end up at Dominican.
Okay. My name's Hallie, in case you missed that three times already. I am a junior communications and political science double major. I am on the women's
Damn.
Soccer team. Ooh, get it.
She's not even done yet.
I'm a student ambassador, and I'm vice president of the student body.
There's still more.
What else is there?
The PSEC.
Oh, I'm also a PSEC representative.
Student
ambassador?
No.
Oh.
The student life.
What?
I thought you'd do something on student life.
I mean, I'm a part of a committee, but like.
Okay. We want to know it all. She does a lot. Okay. That's the point. Hallie's a big deal. She does a lot.
Stop it.
And Quentin.
Quentin's a bigger deal.
I don't know if he could top that, but let's see what he got.
Okay, my list isn't as long. All right. I'm Quentin.
That's it.
No, I'm a senior. Transfer. I'm a health science major, and I play on the men's basketball team.
And how did you guys end up at Dominican?
You start, Kim.
My basketball coach from my JC got me in contact with the coaches here.
Wow. And
hey. I don't have a cool story, but the coach contacted me at the time of the soccer team here, and they said, come to an ID camp. And I sucked. I was really bad in the ID camp. Just horrible. And then they told me that they had a spot for me on the team, so there you go.
Wow.
Here I am.
Yes, that's, you know, I feel like that's how a lot of athletes got here. That's how most of us found out about Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
I for sure did not know.
No, it's, I, like, have no idea.
Dominican, like, you guys ever get that, or you go to school in Dominican Republic?
Yes. Yeah, I think there should be a shirt that says not the Republic.
Right,
because I feel like
somebody asked me, like, they ask me all the time, they're like, oh, what do you do in the islands for fun?
I swim. I don't know. That's funny.
That is so funny. Okay, now going to the topic at hand, love. I'm going to ask you guys, when you hear the word love, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? It could be a person, could be a thing, could be an object.
Q's going to start.
No.
Like, what does, how, I'm going to simplify it. What does love mean to you?
Well, this is super tacky, but the first thing that I always think of, because you're going to hate this answer, Valentine's Day, every time, because it's my favorite holiday, and I don't even like love that much. Like, it's not that cool, but I love Valentine's Day, and that's literally the first thing that comes to my mind every time. Yeah, I don't, that's, yep,
Quentin's very excited.
I'm so excited. First thing that comes to mind when I think of love is, I think of like past relationships.
Like, for example, which is there a specific person that comes to your mind?
Multiple people.
Multiple.
Just different aspects of each relationship that, like, it depends on really like what mood I'm in. Could be bad, could be good.
So is there a safe place where, you know, when you hear the word love, it's like, boom, this one person just pops into your head?
Yeah.
Because have you guys ever been in love?
I haven't, no.
No.
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
With who, if you want to share? They could be listening. Probably not.
No, they're not. But they're sure not listening.
Okay, Quentin, don't be hitting on our show. But who are you in love
with? I've never been in love. I don't have any names to give.
Okay, you don't have to tell us. You don't have to tell us. How many times do you think you've been in love?
One time for sure.
One time for sure. So why would you say that one time, not the other times? If there's other times.
Didn't have the time to develop into, like, into full-on love, I guess you could say.
So, going back to you guys' definition of love, I'll tell you guys what my definition of love is. Before I do, I'm going to play you from Orange is the New Black, Pose. I think that's how you say your name.
Pose.
Okay. And you guys said that wrong.
My favorite.
I'm going to play you with her definition of love, and maybe that could help.
That's my favorite character.
Help us.
Wait. Q should listen to this.
Yeah, Q, listen. All right. Wait, 1 second. It's because of this. I'm gonna play it for you right now. Oh, why is it not working? Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. But I can hear myself a lot better, right? You can hear yourself a lot better, Q?
Yes, I can.
But. Sorry, 1 second. My aux cord is not working. Let's stay tuned with us. It's turned down. No, it's just turned up. That's turned up. That is. Oh, I found it. Sorry, guys. You know. Here we go.
Just chilling, you know, kicking it with somebody, talking, making mad stupid jokes, and like. Not even wanting to go to sleep, because then you might be without him for a minute. You don't want that. It's just...
Aww. Cute. Q's in tears right now. That's how much this impacted him. What do you have to say after that? Do you want to hear it again? Because I feel like... Hallie, you want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
Okay, you want to hear it. We're going to play it again. Let's run it back. It's very cute.
Just chilling, you know, kicking it with somebody, talking, making mad stupid jokes, and like, not even wanting to go to sleep, because then you might be without him for a minute. You don't want that.
Yeah, that was super, super cute. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. Okay. Thank you. You were kind of reciting it too, so even if I didn't hear it, yeah. Like, I would have been able to know what you're saying. You listen to that a couple times, Sandy. Good.
So yeah, that's like her definition. And can you guys relate to that? Like, I know you haven't been in love, Hallie, but
I know you have no heart, Hallie. It's fine. Everything's fine. No, I totally can. I mean, I get that. Like, you still get that feeling even if you're not, you know, in love with somebody. I think even if you're in a relationship with somebody for a certain amount of time, or you know, doesn't have to be a certain amount of time, it can be little amounts of time, whatever, you still get that feeling that you don't want to be apart from them, and it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Q, you said this is your favorite. Can you elaborate on that?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said you love.
He said love is his favorite, I think.
You know, right before we came here, Q tells me love sucks.
What?
And I'm like, okay, Q, can you explain to us why love sucks? And when we get in here, so later on we'll get to that, but I want to know what you think of Posey's definition of love.
I mean, I think her definition's real. It's when you are in a relationship and you are in love with somebody, like, that's exactly how it is. That's exactly how it is. You think about the person all the time, and you want to be with that person. You want to talk to that person. So, yeah, I like her definition.
Yes, yes, definitely. Like, how do you know? You know, I feel like relationships nowadays, people are always like, oh, I love you and this and that. They think they're in love right away. It's like, no. Like, if you can go, my thing is, if you can go a day without talking to that person, you probably don't love the person. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of that?
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, okay, if you're not crazy thinking about that person, if you guys don't break up and you're not like, I miss them, this and that, you're probably not in love with that person. Like, I've been in a couple of relationships where I can honestly say I was not in love.
Did you tell him you were in love?
No.
Okay.
I had to. I was like,
don't lie to
us. Have you been
Sandy.
In love, DJ Cheeks? More importantly, let's get to the heart of the matter. Am I right?
You know, that's a good question.
Thanks.
You know, I thought I was, but I had to snap back and say, you know what? That was not the right person for me.
Good.
Do you have a name for this person?
Can you describe them in detail?
What this person looks like?
Are they listening right now?
Wait, yeah, are they listening?
Social security, anything?
I'm not gonna go into all that, but you know, we're all young and we all think at some point we're in love, and we're not. There's that one guy from middle school who y'all thought look at us now. We're doing great.
We're fine. We're fine.
Like, you probably had that one girl, like, oh, I love her. This and that when you're younger. And you're like, look at you. You're doing it without them. No? No, you don't have that? No. Maybe it's just a girl thing, man. Shoot.
You said honestly, it probably middle is. School?
Yeah. Or elementary, you know? Elementary high school.
There was a boy in eighth grade that I was. Okay, there was a high school one.
Okay, let's start with Hallie, then we'll hit cute.
I'm talking about my eighth grade love right now. Yeah. No, I definitely thought I was in love with him. And he was, like, the only boy that I thought I ever liked, ever. And actually, I liked him from, like, it was probably first grade through eighth grade.
Wow.
So I hung on to that one. And I'm still unrequited in that love, but it's okay. I'm fine.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, Hallie.
Thank you. You want to talk about your high school love?
Wait, going off what Hallie said,
though. Oh, just kidding.
So in that terms, though, did you think you were in love?
Well, how old are you in first grade? I don't know, 10? I was, like, in love with him in first grade terms. So, yeah. Yeah.
Six?
Yeah.
Six? Is that how old you are in first grade?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Wow, really?
That's so little.
Oh, yeah, you are six. You are six.
Okay. Well,
No. The difference between love and lust, though, would you say that was lust?
In first grade?
Wait, I was
she
six.
Was lusting in first grade?
Wait, let me see. Oh, shoot, that is not lust. Okay, sorry, guys. I just looked up the definition of lust, and that is definitely...
That's not appropriate for our viewers.
Not lust.
Second grade especially.
Second grade.
Really got hot.
Oh, man. I would say that's a little crush, you know?
Yes, it was definitely a crush.
And you know what they say about crushes? They get crushed. So if you
do they say that?
really
this is new to me.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
If you really like someone, don't call it a crush, because you get crushed at the end.
Are you okay? Are you good? Okay.
I'm just okay, Quentin, what were you saying?
This is your high school love.
Your high school love. We want to know.
Oh. I just thought I was in love with this girl in high school.
How long did you hang on for?
Huh?
How long did you hang? The record right now is 8 years, right? 8 years?
Yeah. First to eighth grade.
How long did you hang on for?
I mean, the most could be was four, so
was less than a year.
No. Oh, so you were definitely not in love.
Yeah, I thought I was, and then I, you know, reality set in.
You know, that's what we're doing here. We're the love doctors.
Ooh. Are you?
So yeah,
I like that.
We're helping each other
define,
figure it out.
Define, what does a love doctor do?
Ooh. Let's ask Google this. What does a love doctor do?
Is that a real thing? Are there actually love doctors in the world?
I mean, there could be. I feel like there's a profession.
It says there's
for
a
everything.
Love doctor in San Rafael, actually.
Oh my gosh, is it you? It must be you. Oh my gosh.
Oh, there's. No, I'm just kidding. I'm no love doctor. Like, I don't like when people what's it called? That's going off topic. Let's stick on topic. Going back to. So what Q said about only being a year, I have a personal example too. Like, I had a crush on this guy, and was it middle school, and we were at it for a minute. Like,
you were what?
At it for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And we were just like, I was like, wow, like every day I'm like, you know that one person you see me just glow up like, like the emoji, like, and you're stuck. Yeah, I thought I was the one, but nope. Went into high school, I was chilling. I was like, how am I so happy without this person? Like, guess I never even needed them. Like, you know, it's a phase. You know, it's a phase you go through. And then, like, coming into college, like, what would you guys say was the difference being in high school and being in college and relationships, not necessarily, like, I wouldn't say you're. Do you think people can be in love straight out of high school? Do you think people can be in love in high school? Actually, I think.
Oh, you're waiting. Oh, he's deferring. Okay. Were you going to change your question or no?
I was going to give you guys an example.
Okay.
Two examples.
Go.
Okay, so I don't know if they want me talking about this. They're probably not listening because I didn't tell them I was going to talk about this.
Okay.
But my friend Mariah and Ernest, they've been together for 6 years.
Holy cow.
Six. And they were straight into high school and they still go here. They go to Dominican right now and they're still together. So I call that them. Love.
Yeah. I think it can definitely happen.
You got to love somebody to be with them for 6 years.
Right. And so what do you think it would be like? I think after somebody's been with someone for 6 years,
that's it, right?
That's your partner.
That's the one. Because, like, how even do you date after that?
Right?
Do you even remember how to flirt? I don't know. I feel like
depends
you've lost
on the person.
It's like rusty at that point.
Yeah, it's pretty crusty then.
Not crusty. That's such a bad word. Oh, man.
No, but what was I saying? Yeah, I feel like if somebody did try to come after that, like, the person would need to understand that there is no measure. Like, you're not going to get up to what they had and what they have been used to.
Yeah.
Because 6 years is not 6 days. 6 years is definitely not 6 weeks. 6 years is 365 days times six in days. And that's a long time.
Do you know the exact calculation?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask me something like that. So I'm going to calculate it just for you, Keith.
How many days is it? Can you give us the hours, too, or no?
that's going to be a long math. 365 times 6 is... Wait, what if it was a leap year, though? 2,190 days, and that is not beatable. I'm sorry. You were not going to be with that person for 2,190 days.
Holy cats. Forget it. Yep. And they're still counting.
DJ Cheeks. What's your longest relationship?
Ooh, my longest relationship.
How many days?
I feel like I should be running this radio show.
How many days? Oh, actually, I'm going to give it to you in days since we're doing let me do the days. Add it up. Okay, I'm kind of weird. Like, when I'm done with you, I'm done. Or else it could be a thing where I might be in love with you, then I come back type of thing. But I've never really gone back that much. Maybe just once.
There's a question brewing. I can see
Quentin,
it.
Quentin,
he's
what is it?
He's got a lot to say right now.
You didn't answer the question.
Oh, my math.
We're calculating still.
We'll just get...
Wait, it's 31 days in a month. Okay, 31 times. Nope, that's way
what
too
long. What is the problem here?
I'm trying to multiply. Almost 100 days.
Wow.
100 days.
Yeah, that's not long at all. Like
3 months,
Yeah, like real relationship where I'm like, I see you every single day.
So
I
talk to
you
every single day.
Yeah, almost 4 months. What about you, Quentin?
Ooh, we. 3 years.
Ooh, wait,
holy cow.
Wait, we got to do the days on that.
Well, wouldn't it just be half of the 2,191?
Oh, yeah, that would be. Good math, Allie. Good math.
It's like 1,100 days.
Wow.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Should be a math major, but I'm not.
Hey, you can't triple major, or else she would.
I should.
What's your?
My longest was 8 months.
8 months.
Yeah.
Was this recently?
No, it was not recently. The most recent one was 3 months, I think.
3 months.
Yeah,
same. Yeah.
Same sound, though.
Wait, why would
I don't know. It's just, the 8 month one was in high school, and he was very clingy. Actually, the 3 month one was very clingy also.
Wow. You know, that's the thing. It's interesting when guys are clingy.
I hate it.
Right?
It's the worst.
Hate it?
Yeah. It's too much.
Ain't it?
What was that, Quentin?
I said, ain't it?
Uh-huh. So I feel like I like when guys are protective, though. What about you?
I mean, yeah, it's not like you want to just throw you out to the wild. Like.
Yeah, but clingy is it's totally different. I would get super annoyed. I don't think I'll let it get that far. Like, listen.
Take it easy.
You need to go over here.
I'm going to go over there. We're going to be separate.
Yeah, so going off of that, actually I had other questions for you guys. Can you guys, do you guys remember your first love? Okay, how about not your first love, but your first relationship. How about that?
Yes, I remember my first relationship.
Or the first person you thought you were in love with, if that simplifies the question.
I'm out again.
Oh, yeah, okay. Your first relationship.
First relationship was in high school, and I was a sophomore. And he was a gymnast.
So he had a nice body.
Frisky, yes. And, yeah, he was going to college, and I was a sophomore in high school. And I just wasn't feeling it. I don't know. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
So you were that sophomore dating a senior?
Yeah, I was that kid.
Wow.
And he just really, okay, so we went on a family vacation to Arizona, and he came back from Arizona with us, and he professed his undying love for me, and I just kind of looked at him, and I was like, not really that into you, so I don't really know what to tell you. And then I broke up with him, so. Over the phone, actually. He went to college, and then
Go ahead, Hallie.
Yeah.
Over the phone. That's how you do it.
I mean, he was going to have to drive all the way back just for me to break up with him? Like, yeah, that's not chill.
Where did he go to college?
I think he went to Azusa, actually.
Oh, wow.
And from my house, that was like 2.5 hours.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you live in Lancaster.
Maybe it was like 2.
Lancaster. Oh, yeah.
It's a land of dreams. What can I say?
And Q, what was yours?
First girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Or boyfriend. I'm thinking into that, though, but...
Whatever you're into.
Let's see. I was young. Like, I was, like, real young. I was in, like, 5th or 6th grade.
That doesn't count.
I was holding hands and everything.
You got a really a jump start out of the other way.
We used to be, like, a real couple. We would, like, hold hands, cups, walk around the track and stuff, around the playground. We were official.
Did you, like, write your name on her, like, notebook or anything? Did she, like, write hearts?
Put, like, I heart and then the person's name.
Blank.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's deep, man.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Q. Have you guys ever been cheated on?
I don't think so. So, like, that's a pretty good sign. But who really knows? Honestly, the last one, there's a lot of possibility. So.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Did the person go to Dominican?
Yeah.
There's a high chance.
There's a very high chance.
There's like a 90% chance.
Yeah, there's a high chance. I'm going to start a slogan, Dominican. If I wasn't on the radio.
Don't bring Dominican into this.
Straight men at Dominican cannot be faithful. I'm sorry. It's an 80% to 20% ratio. Quentin, you beg to defer.
I don't really know.
I'm listening. We're listening.
Do you want to change that stigma right now?
No.
Okay.
I feel like, wait. Actually, I don't know. I don't know everybody's business.
You don't know everybody's business, but from your perspective, do you think it is straight males at Dominican can be faithful?
Can't be or can't?
Can be.
I think some can be.
You literally have to be padlocked to that thing for them to be faithful.
I don't know if that's true, because girls can do the same thing. And but girls do the same thing.
Not all girls.
Not all guys.
But most guys.
Most girls?
Nope, not most girls.
You don't know that, though.
Just because you don't know. But I do know that.
Do you?
I do know that guys are not faithful.
I'm not saying they are.
Is there, like, a statistic on how much more unfaithful guys are than girls? Is that a thing?
I mean, of course. There's going to be a statistic saying that guys are more unfaithful.
But then there could be one that says that girls are, too, right?
Cause
it's
easier for guys to just whip your thing and stick it in and dip out.
I'm sorry, what?
It's easier.
Could you explain that process to us again, please? I'm unclear.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that clearly.
It's easier for guys to cheat, but I'm not really.
Is it?
There's a zipper on your pants, so that makes it so much easier.
All a girl has to do is say yes. So, like, I feel like they're in control in a lot of situations. So, like,
because most guys want it.
Okay,
because most guys are chasing.
Exactly. Most guys chase anything walking. So when there's an 80% chance that you're going to get it in every single weekend, I don't think straight males at Dominican are turning that down, whether they're in a relationship or not.
Q just shrugged. Just to be clear, if you're listening.
So,
I was saying is it goes both ways.
I think guys are definitely way more way, way more of cheaters. Way more. Yes, Q agrees. He's nodding his head. He definitely agrees. Because they are cheaters. Mm. What do you think? Okay, what would you do if you found your spouse cheating?
Like, we're married?
Or we're together.
Yeah, you're married. You're together. Together.
Just together. Okay. Together. I don't know what's more effective, is like to go crazy on them or just like look at them and like give them the silent treatment and then like, I mean, obviously you break up with them, but like, you know, is it like you just look at them and then
I feel like
tell them you're done, or do you
just gotta
go crazy?
Peace out on them. Just like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah. See, I would, I feel like, yeah, that's really, that would really test my patience, and I have none.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to take the time to do that, then they're not worth my time to argue with them and yell at them.
Wow,
that's good.
That's best powerful thing you stuff. Said here all day. I knew you had it in me.
No, nope.
I've been waiting for you to give it to
I'm
us.
A man, a few words.
You know what? I feel like in that sense, it's really gonna test my patience. Like I would just, if you walked in on your boyfriend or your girlfriend just cheating on someone, like I would probably just pull a chair and just sit down. And just sit down.
And just, I'll wait till you're done. Don't worry.
No, go ahead.
Just finish up.
Don't mind me.
And I'll just like, it's gotta be, I'm just gonna be like, because I've got to sense it from somewhere. Like, if you're gonna cheat on me, I there must be a feeling, like you're gonna feel it. Like, you know what? They're cheating on me. And then to walk down there and just sit down, like, wow, I knew all along. And maybe somebody might get shot. I'm crazy.
Hey, Sandy, don't play. DJ Cheeks does not play around.
She's fine until.
Wow. I don't know. Somebody's getting their ass beat. Somebody's. So yeah, but that could definitely be some part. That's definitely part of the reason why I'm not looking for a relationship anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I think for the rest of college, I'm chilling. No relationships for me. Cause
you never know.
Yeah, I would say you never know, but I don't
there
know.
There could be
but,
a transfer next year.
There could
and
be.
You're like, oh my, or next semester even, yep. Or within the week. DJ Cheeks, don't say no to love.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh my gosh.
Just especially here at Dominican, seeing how thirsty girls are, how thotty girls are, and if you're listening, you feel offended by this, you
I'm
know
sorry.
My email. You know where I'm at. I have practice 8 to 10 on Mondays. You can hit me. Okay, don't hit me, cause it's gonna be war. It's gonna be war.
What's happening right now?
I'm playing, but no, seriously, like, girls really do not respect themselves, and that's, I'm a feminist, like, girl power, yes, let's get it, but if you stoop so low to where you sleep with somebody else who's in a relationship, I have no respect for you. Absolutely no respect for you. Quentin, you have something to say?
Nope. Yeah, what is all this
no,
facial?
Yeah, you,
there's like a
you
lot
are
going
moving
on over
a
there.
Lot, and we feel it, but we want to hear it.
The people want to know.
How do you feel about girls who sleep with guys that know that they're in relationships?
I mean, I gotta use choice words because we're on the radio. But I mean, I agree with what you said.
You agree?
Yeah.
What about guys who sleep with girls that know they're in a relationship? And how you keep bitching to?
Same thing.
Like, it's just.
They're all so dead to me.
Yeah, it's like.
It ends up usually only going one way, though. Like, the girl's usually the one that, like, gets the most backlash from people, even though the guy was there, too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's, like, for example, you could say that Kehlani and,
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie. She didn't cheat on him because they were not together. She got all the backlash. She didn't even cheat.
Yes. How do you know that?
He said it.
Where's
he
the evidence?
Oh. Kyrie said it. So it's like, he's like, we weren't together at the time. But before he literally said it within hours, nobody even got to that. Everybody on her. Yeah. She almost killed herself. I'm like, y'all, let this girl breathe. But it was, going back to how the ratio is extremely off here and how girls are all thotties.
So, wait, I have a question.
Yes, Quentin.
So, you said that 80% of dudes can't be faithful, but you said all the
girls. No, I said 80% girls at Dominican, 20% guys. That's the ratio. No. But what was your question, though, so I can...
You said guys can't be faithful, then you just said that girls, all the girls were thotties.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, guys can't be faithful because girls are thoughts, but it's not also the girls... It goes both ways. Cheating is not one person. It's a guy and a girl.
Okay.
So I'm not... I am a feminist, so I support females, and I might give them a little more bump. But if a girl's at wrong, she's at wrong. So I've actually seen where somebody, like, people were fighting, and I had to pick a side, and I picked a side where somebody was fighting for the relationship. Not because they didn't forgive the other end, but because I understand why you're fighting. That's your relationship. But how do you guys feel, like, what do you think a punishment should be to someone who gets, like, in trouble for it?
Like, for cheating?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's, like, a punishment. I think it's just, I mean, I feel like if you're caught in that situation and your significant other breaks up with you or whatever happens, I feel like you're going to, I mean, if you're a reasonable person, you're going to start beating yourself up about it. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not physically, but mentally and emotionally, I feel like you'll be kind of all over the place with that. So, I mean, hopefully you just learn from that situation and not have to, like, you know, not that any other kind of punishment needs to happen, I don't think.
Yeah, and to wrap up before you guys leave for class, because they have a 140 class, so you guys have never gotten cheated on, so I was gonna ask, like, how did it affect you and stuff, but if you've never gotten cheated on, then you can't really answer that. But I wanted to thank you guys for coming on my radio show. This is DJ Cheeks, and this is radio.dominican.edu, and we're gonna dismiss our guests now. Hi. Thank you, Hallie. Thank you, Quentin.
Welcome.
Any thank final for, words?
Nope.
Love sucks.
Yes. Love does suck.
Yes. And you know what? Don't fall in love right now. You have. Do whatever you want, honestly. If you want to fall in love, fall in love. If you want to fall in love for your cheesecake, fall in love for your cheesecake. Do whatever you want to do. But thank you guys for coming in, and stay tuned here. We're going to take our first commercial. You're listening to DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to play you a song that has to do with love. It's called Super Love by Tina Shea, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Let's go.
Welcome back. This is DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening. If you're just now tuning in, I just had my two guests leave. They had class, and we were talking about love, and that's the topic at hand today. Today we're going to discuss love, what it's the definition of love, what it's like to be in love, how to know when you are in love, and just like tips and stuff. And coming up, I'm going to have actually my first call in at exactly 1:40. My first call in is going to happen. My teammate is going to be calling me, and we're going to have a conversation. And she has very huge example. Like, you guys have to hear her story. It's a very powerful story, and I can't wait for you guys to listen to her. She's going to really let you guys know what she's been through, how she was in love, what happened, how she fell out of love, what she is doing to recover from that. And once again, you listen to DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. Before my guest speaker calls, I want to give you guys a shout out on the upcoming things going on here at Penguin Radio. Coming up after me, we have, today DJ Gaines and DJ Beefcake are on the road at their volleyball game, and I want to wish them good luck. You guys kill it out there. Keep the streak going. You guys are having the best year ever, and I want you guys to, I hope you guys have a great game. So they will not be here. The 2 o'clock radios and the 3 o'clock radio will not be here, but still stay in there, because at 4 o'clock, my buddy DJ Duncan will be giving you guys information on basketball and his perspective, and you guys should really listen to him because he has a lot of good information. And So Candy is on Wednesday, the 26th, which is next Wednesday, so you guys should definitely stay tuned for that. And on Friday, we had Midnight Mayhem, which went great. And that signifies the start of basketball season. So we just started our official basketball practice, which is really, really hard practice. But you know what? It just reminded us like what we're here for and what we're chasing after. And we have one thing and one goal in mind. That's to have a game on March 4th. And that's our big goal right now, to win the game on March 4th, because we're going to make it to that March 4th game. And that's a really big goal we have right now. So that Saturday practice was definitely hard, but definitely sent the message that we are not here to play games, but to win and be champions. And so going off of that, my first call-in is going to be happening very shortly here in about a minute. But before she calls in, I want to tell you guys what's shaking on the media right now. I hate to report sad story to you guys, but when something like this happens, I just want to say rest in peace to Olympic track medalist Tyson Gay. His daughter just was fatally shot just for being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's really, really awful. And that just really saddens me. I wanted to give a shout out to, I wanted to send my condolences to her. And just going off of that, I also wanted to, going back to the topic of love, there's an NFL player named Donald Penn. He plays for our local team here, Oakland Raiders, and he was just caught, he just got twisted up and he was cheating on his wife with a bad girls club. He had a baby with a bad girls club contestant. Her name's Camille. And let me just, he kept this from his wife. So he cheated on her and he kept this from her. And that's just really, that just really saddens my heart. But right now, I'm gonna, my teammate just called in, so you guys are gonna listen. Hey, Taylor.
What up, DJ Cheeks?
Can you hear me? We can hear you.
Yes, DJ Cheeks, I can hear you.
Oh, actually, I'm gonna tell you guys her DJ name. You wanna tell us your DJ name?
I'm DJ Too Smooth.
DJ Too Smooth. Right now you're pretty smooth on this air because I just fixed the wires here. So Taylor, DJ Too Smooth, thank you for calling. You're my first calling guest, and the topic at hand is love. And I want to ask,
oh boy.
Taylor has a very, her story is going to move you out of your seat. It's going to get you boiled up. It's going to get you hot, but it's a powerful story, and I wanted her to share with you guys. So Taylor, what's your definition of love? And can you share with us, if you've ever been in love, which I know you have, and share with us the very, I can't curse, but effed up situation you went through, if you don't mind, only if you want to.
All right, I will. I'm open about this. So I'm a senior at Dominican, and my junior year, I transferred here, and I earned a scholarship from my JC. So at my JC, I was there for 4 years, and there I started dating one of my best friends, somebody that I had loved since I was 12 years old, met in sixth grade, and we pretty much were best friends ever since then. And it wasn't until I was, it was my fourth year in college, and we always talked all throughout the whole time, and we were always friends, and we always had this, like, this weird friendship that, you know, it was extra, we would, like, touch each other, and it was flirty, and all that, and so my fourth year at my JC, we started dating, and we moved in, and after, it was probably, like, 6 or 7 months, we moved in together with, we got a two-bedroom apartment, me and her in a room, and then my best friend all throughout high school was in a room, and it was nice. We had a dog and a cat and all of our stuff. They split the rent, and I bought all the groceries, and I cooked, and I cleaned, and I did the laundry, I tried to make it fair, but...
Yeah.
So just
to summarize a little bit, you moved in to an apartment with your best friend and your girlfriend at the time.
Yep.
And with your pets.
Yep.
Okay, and now we're listening.
You're caught up?
Yeah, we're caught up.
Okay, so we move in. I have the best summer ever. You know, I'm training all summer long to go to Dominican to play basketball. And, you know, I'm living the dream. I get to go home with my girlfriend. And over the summer, we had this conversation. And it was about, like, and it was really serious because we were talking about marriage. And we were talking about, you know, we really have loved each other since we were 12. And I was really serious about it. And she was really serious about it. To what I thought. So we both got tattoos of each other's lips on each other. And wow. that was like our engagement to each other, you know, as soon as I'm done with school and this chapter of my life is over, you know, we're going to get married and we're going to start our life together. And, you know, we just have to hold down the fort, you know, work hard, grind through this and we're going to be together. So, you know, summer ends sadly and I have to come to school and it's a rough transition just because I don't know anybody here. Basketball was just rough at first, but what made it rougher is that she was really controlling. She didn't like me to have any, like, friends that were girls. I couldn't talk to anybody that she didn't know, but she didn't know anybody. So I couldn't, like, I didn't feel comfortable talking to anybody because I didn't want to hurt her or make her feel uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
And so as weeks went by, she started to, you know, talk to me less and less. And you know how on your Snapchat story, how, you know, it used to have best friends and it would show you if, you know, if their best friend changed and there would be that emoji by it or something.
Yeah.
So for a really long time, you know, we were best friends. We had their little heart and it got to however long, whatever. I was like, this is how it should be. You know, this is my fucking fiance. I don't think anybody should be above me. It's like her sister or something. Like, I have no problem with her sister. And so then she'd start talking to me less and less and less. And so would my best friend. And, you know, like, as soon as she'd get home from work, she would stop talking to me. So I started to get really confused. And then one day, she wasn't my best friend on Snap anymore. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I just want to know who it is. And then I was like, I had this gut feeling it was James, my best friend. And she was like, don't worry about it. Like, stop being crazy. I was like, oh, so you're telling me right now by telling me I'm not crazy that it's James. So, and it was, so they started to get really close, and She started finding reasons, like, pick fights with me, but, you know, I wasn't doing anything wrong, so it was hard to argue with her. Like, I'm at school, I'm trying to build a better life for us, you know, like, this is for us, not just me, you know? Yeah. And I'm sorry, like, you hurt, but I can't do anything about it. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong, so... at our first basketball,
So just to summarize to our listeners, so your best friend and your girlfriend, who you all moved in together, when you went away to college, it felt like your friendship was a little shifted. It first started off with the Snapchat thing, how they became best friends on Snapchat.
That was just my only proof.
Yeah, that was
your proof. That was just my only hard, concrete evidence that it was shifting.
Yeah, that things are changing up.
Exactly, because... And then the biggest thing, what really got me was, it was our first away tournament. You know how we played at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We went away to San Diego or something that night. I went home, to sleep at home and, you know, tell her that, you know, I'll be back on Sunday and we'll have our Thanksgiving then. And everything was fine. Cause when I would go home to sleep, she would act like everything was fine, you know, and which was weird. But when I was away, she was the total opposite person. So when I left that morning, Thanksgiving morning, to travel, everything was fine. She even ran out the door to say bye to me again, gave me a huge kiss. Like, I thought everything was fine. And so as soon as we land and we figure out who our rooming assignment is, and I don't know if you remember, but this is one of our teammates' anniversaries. I was rooming with Nat, you know?
Yeah.
And it was her anniversary with her boyfriend, and I told my fiance, who I was rooming with, and she literally broke up with me at that instant. The moment she found out that I had to share a room with another girl, the fact that even though I explained it was her anniversary with her boyfriend, like, I'm not like that with anybody on the team. I was hardly friends with anybody on the team at this point. Yeah. And she literally broke up with me. We didn't talk all weekend long. And on Sunday when I got home, I had to clean out my apartment of all my things, everything that was mine and that was shared, I had to take out. So all the moral of this story, that is just the shit storm. And what I kind of find out now is that I said crap storm, but what comes to find out is that she is now pregnant with his child.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're even still together anymore. So it's just funny that love, when the only thing that I really know about it is what you really want isn't what's good for you.
Yes.
And if you have to force something, if you have to push so hard on something, it's never right. If there's something doesn't feel right, it's not. So... the only thing that I take out of relationships and love, and I haven't even been in a relationship since then because I don't trust. That was my best friend and my fiance. Like, how do I trust people ever again? You know, so for me, it's more, I don't know, it's tough for me. That's a hard pill for me to swallow. So if I don't trust somebody from the get-go, I'm not going to give them the chance, you know?
Yeah.
That's just the number one for me. If I don't trust you, I'm not going to give you any part of me. And I mean, I haven't given anybody any of me since that's happened. But the number one thing about love is if you don't trust the person you're with, you shouldn't be with them, because it's never going to be a good story.
Yes.
You can't love someone without trust.
Yes. Taylor, I really want to, you know, thank you for sharing that story with us. And just in case, like, some people miss some parts of it, what Taylor just told us was her ex-girlfriend, whom she was with for 3 years. Her fiance. They have each other tatted on each other, which I hope you covered. They have each other tatted on each other, and her fiance, whom she moved in with her best friend, ended up getting pregnant by her best friend. I can't even imagine what you're going through, but how can you even look that guy in the eye anymore?
Oh, I'll never talk to either one of them again, and I've forgiven them for that, but I'll never give them the opportunity to have any part of me ever again. If you want to take something from me like that, if you want to hurt me in that way, that's fine. I forgive you. You're doing what's good for you. But what you know now is you'll never have a part of me, because you took that from me. And you'll never get that back. And so I'm not missing out. I feel I'm much happier without these people, because I'm not having to give and constantly give and give and give.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not being sucked dry of anything. I'd rather not have them at all in any way and which is fine because I don't respect either of them. If you can hurt the people that you love like that, you don't love me, you know?
And, you know, you get to leave that relationship with the satisfaction knowing they're never going to be happy without you in there. They're never going to be happy. They're never going to be able to live with themselves because...
They met because of me. Everything exactly. that they are is because of me. So it's not because of me, but you know what I mean?
No, it is because of you. You are the source.
But whatever. Anyway, I got to go to work, but I hope that my love story helps.
Yeah, it definitely helped. I want to thank you so much, DJ Too Smooth. You definitely, definitely... We're the sauce to what we needed on this matter. Thank you so much.
Hey, I got you. I got you, DJ Cheeks. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
I'll see you at practice.
Definitely.
Bye.
Bye. You know what? Yeah, that was my teammate DJ. That was my teammate DJ Too Smooth. And you know what? That's just, that story right there was so powerful. Like, she got cheated on by her girlfriend. With her best friend. I got to give it to her because she remained calm during that situation. I would have been swinging at somebody. Like, I would have been, like, that is not okay. That is not okay. And things like that is just what makes people question if love really exists. Like, what is love? How can you put so much into something and not, and get so little back but expect to ever fall in love again? Like, it's hard. It's crazy. It's really hard. But you know what? I'm about to wrap up. This is DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. Before I wrap up, I want to hit you guys with, you know, with my inspiration that I always have for you guys. And this time it's coming from Lauryn Hill. And just listen to what she got for you.
This is right. This is an injustice. This is a travesty. I'm right. But I've been very unrighteous. And still right. Oh my God, you know, because you can attack someone completely right, but it doesn't resolve anything. You know, it doesn't solve your problem. So I'm just not afraid of, it's of no effect. It's immaterial to me because our enemies are not physical bodies. They're actually our family. They don't know it. And we don't always know it, but our enemies are not, you know, they're not flesh and blood. And our problems are not flesh and blood. Now I'm learning.
That was Lauryn Hill, and I want to thank you guys for listening and sticking in there with me. This has been DJ Cheeks, and you've been listening to radio.dominican.edu. I want to thank all my listeners. Thank my guest, Q Hallie Taylor. Thank you guys all for listening. Shout out to my mom if she's listening. I didn't give her a shout out last week, so she's upset with me. But thank you guys so much for listening. I always have a lot of fun with you guys. It's always a pleasure to have you. Stay tuned right here next week. I'll be right back and active with you guys. I'll keep you guys updated on what's shaking in the media, what's shaking, what's happening. And this has been DJ Cheeks. It's been my pleasure to have you guys. Thank you for having me. Goodbye.